Turn it on and right there.
Martin, you think you got enough wedding magazines around here?
Those are not mine, Tommy. Those are Gina's. She getting some wedding ideas.
Oh, yes.
Cole, what are you doing with that, man?
Yo, I'm saving this for me and Big Shirley's wedding day. She gonna wear a dress just like this one.
What are you gonna make it out of? A car cover?
If I can find a white one.
So, Martin, you decided on a wedding band yet?
Well, what'd I get a band for? Man, I'm gonna get a DJ. Is that all right?
I mean a wedding band, man. You know, like a ring.
She already got an engagement ring, Tommy. What's up?
Yo, this is what I'm gonna do. Check it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna sneak Big Shirley's engagement ring off her finger while she sleep. Then give it back to her at the altar.
What if she wakes up, Cole?
Oh, well, that's what the pork chop is for. Distraction.
Oh, okay. Are you gonna take it to me on a distractor, little bit? All right.
Cole, you know you ain't gonna get no ring off of Shirley's big plump when you cook them fingers. And Martin, man, you have got to get Gina an engagement ring and a wedding ring. It's tradition.
You kill me with this tradition stuff. Well, is it traditional for a grown-ass man not to have a job? Huh? Traditional on that. Step to the tradition with that.
Well, look, don't get mad at me, man. I'm just telling you how it's done, that's all.
Yeah, well, he's right, Martin. I mean, that's how all of Mom's husbands did it. I mean, Mom's got a cigar box full of rings.
So let me get this right. I pay for two damn rings, mm-hmm. A wedding and a honeymoon. Hmm. And what do I get out of this?
Oh, you gets Nathan.
What?
Congratulations, dog!
Been out shopping all day for the wedding. Come give me the luscious girl.
Glazer.
Oh, my bad.
Man, you couldn't pay me to kiss those crusty lips looking like two powdered donuts.
Hey, well, girl, I don't want to kiss you either. I don't care if your mouth is cleaner than a human's. Now back up off me.
What?
Back up off me.
Come on. Pam, girl, come on now. Let me see this checklist one more time, please. Gina. How many times are you gonna check this list?
Just do it, please.
Look at this. How am I gonna get everything done before the wedding, Pam? All right, let me see. We picked out the cake.
Check.
Ordered the invitations.
Check.
Martin, yeah. Did you reserve the hotel rooms for our out-of-town guests?
Check. I'ma check on it first thing tomorrow morning.
Baby!
What?
You didn't make the reservations? There may not even be any rooms left.
Baby, would you calm down? Yeah. Look, some people can stay here. And I'm sure Pam has extra room in the stable next to her, okay?
Whatever, inchworm.
Martin, did you make your wedding vows like you promised me you would?
Oh, baby, I'm not gonna change the wedding vows. Why should I? The best ones have already been written, baby. To love, obey. To cherish, obey. In sickness and in health, obey. Baby, it don't get no better than that. Go on, take a squat.
Yeah, right, Martin. You haven't obeyed anything I asked you to do about this wedding.
Gina, would you relax? Look, planning a wedding is just like planning a big party. Just without the 40s, baby. Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
You don't get it, man. This is our wedding we are talking about. I have got to pick out the bouquet, buy my shoes, figure out whether we're going to serve chicken or fish by tomorrow. Chicken or fish. Can I get some help, please?
Oh, Gina, what you asking her for? Pam don't know nothing about chicken or fish, but she damn sure know about kibbles and bits.
Why don't you take your little ass outside and go climb a speed bump? This is your day, okay, girl? What you need to do is call your mama.
Yes, maybe I will call
her. Now, I got to give it to you on that one, Pam. I don't usually give it, but yeah. See, call your mama, because, see, she can help you with the wedding, because that's a woman's thing. Yeah. Now, baby, if you need the oil change or the hedges trimmed, I'm your man.
We don't have hedges, Martin.
We can get some, babe. Just chop it, chop it, chop it.
Pam, I am so glad you're in my wedding.
No problem, girl.
Wow.
No problem.
You know I love it when you're happy. You know that, right? I love it when you're happy. That was a beautiful moment you and your friend just shared there.
That's right.
You make her happy when you help her out.
That's my girl. That's my girl.
Okay, well, if she's happy, I'm happy.
Well, that's good.
I'm glad you're going to be in the wedding.
Really, Martin?
Yeah, this way we don't have to throw rice. When you come out of the church, all you got to do is shake your head, let the flakes fly. Dandruff everywhere.
Beat on them, man.
So, Martin, Gina's mom gonna come out and help y'all plan the wedding, huh?
Well, yeah. Because I told Gina straight up, I ain't planning no wedding like a little pine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You the man.
Hey, y'all, go ahead, man.
To Martin, the almost married man, he is to your ball and chain, dog.
That's cold, Tom. Well, right back at you, bald and brain.
So Martin, Gina's parents, are they paying for the wedding?
Oh, nah. Nah, me and Gina thought it would be best that we pay for the wedding.
You mean to tell me that they gonna do the planning, but you gonna do the paying?
That's right. What the hell's all the sniggling and the giggling about, man?
Nothing.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. I'm glad they're planning the wedding. This way, all I got to do is show up, slob down my bride, and then we out.
Yeah, but Martin, are you sure that you want Gina and her mama to make every decision about your wedding?
Yeah. Think about it, man. They're out there right now deciding how much of your money to spend on some fancy wedding.
You ain't got no say-so about it.
You know Miss Waters. She out there ordering expensive flowers, man. When you know them cheap plastic ones look just as good.
Steak and lobster, wine and champagne. You know them expensive ones.
Like Dom Pignon.
That's right. And I hope it's not all you can eat. Because I'm going to let you know now, Big Shirley going to wreck a buffet table.
My brother, you need to take control of this, man, because family and friends are the ones you got to look out for the most.
People got to understand, this life is like a 50-50 thing.
Right?
Here's a check, Mark. $36.
Well, you know, Cole, I'm glad you said about that 50-50 thing. Yeah. Because you and Tommy can split that 50-50. I'm going to step up out. Y'all be cool. I'm going to handle some business.
Martin, can the brother get a tip?
Oh, you want a tip? Slow down on the meaty gravy. I'm out.
Ma, okay. These are the bridesmaids' dresses.
Oh, Gina, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but those dresses are really ugly.
Ma, nobody's gonna look better than the bride.
I taught you well, Snuggles.
I am so glad you're here.
Oh, me too, sweetie.
Hey.
Hey,
Miss Waters.
Martin. What? How is my favorite son-in-law-to-be?
Well, I'm good. I'm good.
Give mommy a kiss.
What's Gina gonna think?
Come on, get out of here.
It's good to see you, Miss Waters.
Good to see you.
Well, thank you. What y'all been up to?
Oh, we're just making plans for the wedding reception, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, what you got? Cool. Let me know what's happening.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Martin's pretending he wants to help.
No, Miss Waters, I'm not pretending. I got good ideas, Miss Waters. Good ideas. So what's happening?
Okay, well, we were just picking out the table favors. I like this one because it's a champagne glass. It's really
great. Bam, got to stop you there. Baby, too expensive. Yeah, too much money. Come on, give me another one. Come on.
We'll come back to that. Okay. Let's move on to the menu. Now, have you picked chicken or fish? Now, personally, I prefer a
little... Ba-da-ba-bam. Got to stop you one more time. Wouldn't it be dope, right, if everybody just brought their own food? That way, everybody gets what they want. Ain't nobody biting on something they don't want to bite on.
Ridiculous.
You can't ask people to bring their own food.
Really?
Look, there's a Hoochie Burger right next to the church. Okay, they can get the Hoochie Burger value pack. I think it is $1.90. Well, I don't really know what the price is, but it is a Hoochie Burger value pack that gives you buns, biscuits, and two legs and a thigh.
Tell me he is not serious.
Mom, I wish I could. Mark. Sweetie, Mommy just hired a wedding planner who's going to help us make all these decisions.
And tomorrow, when she comes, perhaps we could entertain your little suggestions.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I'm telling you, I got a lot of ideas. I got a lot of them, y'all. All right? Like, we don't need to rent no limo, okay? Because the buses run every hour on the hour. Get a bunch of transfers, and we straight. Just doop, poop, right on the bus. Y'all ain't got to look at me with the violent looks. The buses are... People don't want to ride buses.
So as you can see from some of the previous weddings that I've planned, we use both a groom's cake and a bridal cake.
Now that sounds like a good idea.
Oh, yay, Mommy! I want that!
Hey, I'm in the hay. What's up?
Hey, baby! Baby, come here. I want you to meet Ms. Lewis. This is our wedding planner.
Hey.
And this must be the groom. And what a handsome little groom you are.
That I am. Thank you. So what you got for us? What you gonna do?
Oh, well, we were just about to set the mood. Oh. And the word for the day is elegance.
Elegance. Right.
Elegance.
Oh, snap. You got Milli Vanilli up here? Oh, I think he's back up.
Mark.
Oh, that music is so lovely.
Yes, isn't it? We play selections of classical music throughout the reception.
How Tommy and them supposed to tussie roll to that, Gina? How people gonna bug to that, Gina?
I am so glad you brought that up. That's why I thought ballroom dancing lessons would be in order.
I like this.
Don't catch a beat down, brother. Ha ha! Right on time. Now I'm gonna show y'all what time it is when come to planning a real wedding. Plaquette!
What's happening, Chief? Who ain't getting married? I got a wedding to plan.
Everybody, this is my wedding planner, Hustle Man. Come on in.
At your services, Chief.
You have a wedding planner.
No. Hustle Man cannot be a wedding planner, Mark. Besides, we already have a wedding planner.
You have yours, and I have mine.
Oh, Gina, let's just get on with it. Miss Lewis, please continue.
Yes. In keeping with the theme of elegance, I suggest we use long-stemmed French-cut red roses.
That's nice.
Pardon me, sugar bop, honey bun. I don't mean to intercept, but I suggest we use the simple plastic ones, because that right there, those real ones, going to be dead before y'all even say I do. You know what I'm saying? Use the simple plastic ones. You can beat them. You can do whatever you want with them, and you'll never lose a leaf.
This is really so very amusing, but we're not going to use plastic flowers. If you had been here earlier, you would have seen my video and realized, as I do, that fresh flowers are so much better. Do you see that? She's a professional, okay? She has her own video.
Do she now? Well, guess what then? I guess it's our showtime. Hit it.
Bam! That's the VCR, baby girl.
That's right.
VCR, I like this TV, too.
Yeah, it's kind of smooth, right?
Oh, Big Daddy.
Oh, my bag won't take. But as y'all can see, I do honeymoons, too.
No, don't let that bother you. That was some beautiful art there, Hustle Man. Wasn't that beautiful?
That was disgusting. What movie was that?
Well, if you are quite finished with your little Def Jam shenanigans, let's continue on with the food.
Yeah, the food, but Ms. Waters, I didn't know you had a little freak in you, but my fault, it's just the way you reacted when you popped the tape in. Ms. Waters, will you be doing the cooking?
Oh, this is a charade. I'm getting a migraine.
For real? How much those scores? Because my man just bought a Miata.
Don't even worry about it. Look, let me get that tape a little later, okay?
No, I told you, come on down to the crib. I had a whole case of them.
Okay.
This is supposed to be the most important day of my life, and you're joking about it?
I look like I'm joking, Gina.
Yes.
You the one that got Ebony and Ivory running around here in his tight-ass drawers, and I'm the one joking?
Oh, please, they're very nice men. You should be a little bit more sensitive.
What do you mean?
Shut up, silence, please. I implore you. I have come here to plan a wedding, and gosh darn it, I've got to plan one. Oh, my. I am so sorry. I have behaved in a way that is so much less than elegant. Please excuse me. Where were we? I think we were talking about the food.
Don't stop with
that. I ain't saying...
Be nice.
I have been.
Oh, look. It's our beautiful first course.
Oh.
It's stuffed artichoke heart surrounded by fresh Santa Barbara Bay shrimp on a bed of baby butter lettuce.
Wait, no. You believe that, Gina. You know damn well those shrimps ain't gonna be fresh coming all the way from Santa Barbara, baby.
It's bond, and that's exactly why I recommend this.
Oh, God. What is it?
I'm glad you asked that, sweetie Bob. This right here is chitlin' note.
Yeah, no, she's just a little nauseous, but you're gonna be all right. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you sprinkle the basil in there like I
I told her that's the way you like it.
All right, good look at that. See, baby? You put one of these at every table with a bottle of hot sauce or Tabasco, whichever one you like, and baby, it's on like donkey. Oh.
I am not serving chitlin' loaf at my wedding.
Baby boo, check it out. This is your loss. This right here is chitlin' loaf. This go down easy and don't come up rough.
That's it. Either he goes or I do.
See ya.
Oh, I don't think so, hustle person. You want a piece of me? Let's go. Hey, you can reach
Gina, grab your girl. Grab your girl, Gina.
Hold on, no, Miss Lewis, ain't gonna be no fighting up in here. You got the role, Miss Lewis.
No, that is my wedding planner. She is not going anywhere.
Well, Hustle Man's my wedding planner, and he ain't going a damn place.
Well, bottom line is, how much is this going to cost?
Well, I think I could probably swing it for an even 20. 20,000?
That's pretty steep, Miss Lewis.
Word up, homeboy. That is steep. She's trying to rob you. I could do it for even 19 G's.
19 G's? Man, you lost your damn mind. You know what? Get the stepping out. Oh, yeah, go.
Homeboy, you came looking for me, man. You came to my corner looking for me for this.
Damn,
I don't have to take this.
You don't, and I didn't think you were going to charge me no damn 19 G's, Jane. Okay? Now let's go.
That's
get this
right,
stepping.
He's right.
Stop crying. Dig this here. I got a 40-ounce with some extra cups in there. You get down on this chitlin' loaf, me and you. Talk partnership.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I suppose I could use a drink. Oh, handsome.
I knew you liked it.
No, baby, don't close that door. Men on film, skip y'all asses on up out of here.
Thank you.
Skippy and Jiffy all over.
So what you think? We should have a dollar dance?
Oh, no. Ain't nobody gonna be bumping and grinding at my wedding. You can forget that.
Except for us.
It's been a long day. I just wanted to say goodnight, and I'm sorry the wedding planners didn't work out.
Mom, it's okay. Martin and I are going to do this together. You know, we're planning a simple, inexpensive, elegant wedding.
That's right. That's right.
Girl, I just want your wedding day to be perfect.
As long as Martin is standing by my side, it will be.
Oh. Oh. Isn't that sweet?
You know what? Because I ain't messing with her. Your mother is so special. She's sweet, babe.
Yeah, she is. Martin. Yes. Martin, did you write your wedding vows like I told you to?
No.
You promised me.
No, baby. You know why? Because right now.
What?
I'm working on the honeymoon.
Martin, no, 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 don't even try, because my mother is right in the other room. Don't even try.
Gina, she can't hear.
Stop, yes, she can.
Put your leg.
Stop it.
She cannot, baby.
Yes, she can.
Like the bionic woman.
Do, 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 do.
But she's still sweet.